Blog Talk Radio.
Man. They tried to tell me that aliens built the pyramids. It's funny because they probably did.
Fuck I'm doing talking about pineal glands. Fuck I'm doing talking about pineal glands. Ancient ways of Sumerian. Ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man.
This is my Anunnaki flow. Oh, this be my Anunnaki flow. Yo, I got that Anunnaki flow. You are now on planet X. I'm the God, show your respect. I'm the destroyer, and this is doomsday. 360,000 years since I made way. Hey, I hate to be the one to warn ya. Your government knew all along, guess they weren't trying to spoil it for ya. Boy, oh boy, I'm hot to death. High as my magnetic field. Theologists preach of me, but they don't think I'm really real. All my angels up in here, all my demons up in here. I know who bought you in this world, they'll take you out of here. The law of relativity's cute, I even stuck Atlantis too. NASA on that bullshit, they always cropping out my crew. And they be loving the crew, yeah, they be loving the crew. I know that you heard about me way, way back in school. Mayan calendars, went to church, we all know revelations. You see Porsches, behold a pale horse, gotta be forcing nation. Watch out for them seven seals, I'll be in the sky. The Euphrates river's dry, so you know it's real.
Fuck I'm doing talking about pineal glands. Fuck I'm doing talking about pineal glands. Ancient ways of Sumerian. Ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man.
This is my Anunnaki flow. Oh, this be my Anunnaki flow. Yo, I got that Anunnaki flow. You are now on planet X. I'm the God, show your respect. No man knoweth the hour of my return. It'll be like a thief in the night. Make sure your people's alright. That's right, the writing's on the wall. They was only worried about the dogs. They had a ball to go against the God. The only round dwarf swagging. Cross your son just like a dragon. The Japanese know what's happening. They was debating about Kobe and LeBron. The Bible or the Quran. They should have been taking cover. They said I'm red, but gold is my favorite color. Witnesses agree, they see me with wings when I hover. Might even make your pole shift when I'm skipping through. My orbit is a bitch on her menstrual. They undermined the prophecy of Daniel, that's a bummer. Now I'm at your doorstep, but not for sugar. That Anunnaki flow, Inky and Lewis love it. Sirius is the war in Syria, bitch.
Fuck I'm doing talking about pineal glands. Ancient ways of Sumerian. Ain't nothing wrong with a righteous man.
This is my Anunnaki flow. Oh, this be my Anunnaki flow. Yo, I got that Anunnaki flow. You are now on planet X. I'm the God, show your respect. My power.
Global warming's alive, the moon is satellite.
North Star to God.
It's
for you, homie.
Back in the 1950s, most people aren't aware of it, but there was a scientific storm in America all through the late 50s about this thing out there in space, because the astronomers were all watching it, and that was back when they weren't afraid to talk about it. It was in the science magazines. I mean, I had a subscription to, like, Popular Science, and hell, it was on the front cover of the magazine one day in, like, 1961.
Hey, yo, just in case I get killed for this shit.
I was really excited when I saw it, because here's this giant red planet on the horizon of the California coast.
You got your
heads up. And a humongous tidal wave coming in towards the coast. And having
you tell them, Jameson, they had nothing to do with this shit, yo.
And this thing in the magazine, it said this tidal wave coming in was going to be at least 3 miles
Kaluminati.
High. And I went and showed it to everybody in the house,
body.
And they laughed, and they said, look,
blows like
it's right here. There's nothing to worry about. It won't be here for another 50 years. Hey, guess what? That 50 years has came and gone. And this baby's out there in the sky. They've been watching it. I watched it. And I could tell you, this thing has got so much trash coming around it. You know how we live in a solar system? We've got 9 planets and a big sun. This thing has got 7 planets and its own sun. But
greetings, good day, welcome to the show. Hope everyone's doing well today. And happy winter solstice. I hope everybody's having an amazing resting time right now as the sun is in the sky, staying still from the 22nd to the 23rd. or to the 24th, and then moving again on the 25th back to our hotter times ahead. Coming on the planet, yes, the planet is heating up. I am your host, Chanella Beretta L, and this is Diamond Talk Radio. We're going to on a number of topics, but first, I want to give homage to the elders that, and the ones that have left us too soon due to the knowledge and information we have and had and spreading around the world, just like the good books and all prophecies have said, to let the truth be known. The truth must be known all throughout the earth, and then the end will come. Dr. Sabi, a very well-known elder, he did very good work on the planet. Thank you for exposing the fraud and the trickery and information to add to our information while we get back to self. Also, Mobb Deep, he was coming back to himself as well. He died too soon. Nipsey Hussle was about to do a documentary on Dr. Sabi, how he went to court, federal court, and he won, proving that he knew how to cancer and other illnesses and diseases, all by nature, natural nature, carbon-based nature, just like all living things are. Get back to nature, start finding out what works the best with your biochemistry. We had the last full moon, 12th of December, last full moon of the decade. It is now the 23rd. And the last full moon was a chance for us to really feel out ourselves and where we really stand. The accumulation over the last decade really proved itself on this last full moon, because when the moon is full, the moon controls the current of the waters of the ocean, and we are 90% water. Everything is amplified when the full moon is out. It brings all your major, your predominant thinking to the forefront, and all the energies you've been accumulating from the new moon to the full moon. And I'm going to say for this last full moon is the accumulation of the decade that is about to end. So I'm sending so much peace and love to you and yours this holiday season. Another great elder that was able to pull up my frequency, to pinpoint my true authentic frequency, and has helped me maintain it over the years. And a lot of other, I'm sure. Elder, 13th son, paying homage to 13th son today. His earth strong. Thank you so much for coming back and being consistent with your frequency, being frequent as the ancient son was speaking of. Speaking on a couple episodes ago when we had our guest, the ancient son, more entrepreneur, rapper. How frequent do you do things? What's your frequency? What frequency are you on? You know, everyone has their own world. And what does your world consist of? Because what your world consists of is what you do on a day-to-day basis, is what your thoughts capacity can is it, does it have substance, or is it empty lust that is not nourishing your soul? So that's the shout out to the elders. There's so many more out there, and we need guidance and ask for help and guidance and the Elohim to guide us back to our history, because history is so essential. It should be the number one thing that we should be doing for ourselves, is learning our history. Our history is alarmingly significant to our identity. If you don't know your history, you do not know your identity. Your history is the key to your identity. And I've been on a journey of getting to know myself, coming back to self, healing myself. And now I'm tapping into more codes where your ancestral lineage is so important. Search for it. Because to your ancestors is your identity. And there is so much abundance and riches, and your birthrights, your ancestral estate is within your history. Don't give up on finding your history. So today on Diamond Talk, we have a goal of $500, and I'm asking for your help. Build or destroy. 2020 is among us. 2020 vision. The beginning of 7-year tribulation. And thank God, thank the Most High, that we have Elohim and a lot of elders, ancients, to come back and show us the way, give us hints, and prepare us ahead of. Get your biochemistry right. We are building a whole new. Diamonds Are Forever holistic resort retreat, where we're separating ourselves from this system that's about to crash. It's really about being self-sufficient. And who you are, and being focused and looking ahead, not being distracted, and really into and maintaining your vibration within your divine self. I said this years ago, a lot of people want to, they don't want a heaven on earth, but this is my foot down right now. Emerging with a heaven on earth by changing the world around you. That's what Diamonds Are Forever Holistic Retreat is. It's changing the world around you. We, as divine beings, do not want any part in this. We don't agree to it. We don't want any part of this extortion. And this trickery and manipulation by this system. Low vibrational energy grid. If you are with me, are you walking beside me? If you have your unk, pick it up and walk beside me. It's a dimensional split right now, dimensional shift right now to new earth. And it's up to you what exists and lasts forever. hit the link in my bio in Diamond Talk Radio to make a donation. Our goal today is $500 to contribute to this holistic retreat. Again, righteousness and divinity, and we do have a right to hold on to our birthright. How many things will you say is a resource other than yourself? How many things will you name before you name yourself? You are the currency, the commodity, the renewable resource. Take care of your body, your mind, your body and soul. And I know it's easier said than done, especially when we're surrounded by so many distractions and low vibration. Prepare yourself. And 13 love to everyone out there vibrating on the 13th frequency. Melanin at its 13th frequency is a very world-changing thing. It's divine. We're going to come back later tonight for another episode with the Ancient Sun, get his album now, Mystic Navi. More rapper entrepreneur. We had him on a previous episode, but we were able to elaborate as much frequency. I love that topic, and because that's what life is. It's vibration and frequency. Our surroundings are 99% low vibrational, but the unseen is stronger than the seen. And it's important to know that the things that are around us are always affecting our life, regardless of what we believe or not. Because we are energy too. And I'm just going to read something pertaining to, you know, thinking you know everything and judging, etc. Because the energies that we are surrounded by are so mysterious and mystical. And we could really start making a change in our future. Make a donation today in Diamond Talk Radio for the Diamond Phenomenon, Diamonds Are Forever, Holistic Retreat. Just gonna pull up that article, but we're preparing for a new year. I hope everybody's ready. Well, New Year's is really Ethiopian time in September. Of Gregorian calendar, it's a big deal. 2020, because 2020 is it's already 2012, and now it begins. Before you judge others or claim any absolute truth, consider that less than 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum and hear less than 1% of other spectrums. As you read this, you are traveling at 220 kilometers per second across the galaxy. 90% of your cells in your body carry their own microbial DNA and are not you. The atoms in your body are 99.9999999% empty space, and none of them are the ones you are born with, but they all originally are. Human beings have 46 chromosomes, two less than the common potato. The existence of the rainbow depends on the conical photoreceptors in your eyes. To animals without conical, the rainbow does not exist. So you don't just look at a rainbow, you create it. Amazing. Especially considering that all the beautiful colors you see represent less than 1% of the electromagnetic spectrum. Imagine that. Imagine what a beautiful universe it is out there. You know, it's so beautiful. It makes me wanna cry in joy sometimes when I think about heaven and the new world ahead. We were going to get into frequency on Diamond Talk Radio, but I'm going to leave that for the episode tonight. It is the 23rd of December, so a lot of people are out there rushing in the world trying to look for gifts. A lot of people are actually working today too, at work. It's a Monday. And yeah, a lot of people are out there really distracted with this holiday season. It's mainstream holiday upon us on the 25th. But I don't really care for these mainstream holidays. I'm focused on building a whole new world and helping to build a whole new world, because the world you surround is the vibration you're on. And it's going to emerge with what you are, with New Earth. As certain energies are going to link up regardless. So know yourself, know your heart, and know where you're going. We are all royalty. It's just we need to be with who we truly are. And this is such an important episode, because I'm in love with wisdom. We are trying to reach a goal today of $500, which isn't much when you're considering what's at hand. It's our future. It's our life. It's our soul. This private isn't something ordinary. This is metamorphosis. It's time for us to take our true form. And if you are tired of this routine, this slavery and entrapment of a system, walk beside me and get to know yourself and know law. Have information and knowledge and directly from the Most High to protect us, to protect yourself from the beast that lurks to steal and destroy. Invest in Diamonds Are Forever, holistic retreat resort. Again, it's diamond time. Because what's life without peace? Really? I want you to think about that until the show tonight. What's life without peace? DiamondsAreForever.ca will be relaunched in 2020 on some whole new serious SIRIUS. Serious. And I really want all vibrations to link up. You have a platform. You have somewhere to run to. I'm out here with my flag in Florida on the beach, the Diamond Phenomenon. Shout out New Era Detroit too, because I follow them on Instagram and they have a whole movement out in Detroit. It's crazy that Israel gets trillions of dollars every year from American taxpayers' money, but Detroit is still bankrupt. It makes me sick. And then we have this whole order out of chaos where they're sending the bankers, JP, Chase Morgan, and all those guys into Detroit. Stabilize the economy and invest within Detroit. But shout out New Era Detroit, because they're rising up. That is Detroit is serpent energy. A lot of the serpents are out there. Shout out to the melanin rich energy out there in Detroit. Rise up, get on your chlorophyll, you know. You guys already know what's up. And they are actually organizing all business owners there to have their certificate in the window. Our children out here that are getting killed and kidnapped and that are just in trouble and in despair. But if they're facing any problems on the streets of Detroit, they could run to these stores and ask for help. And I'm so happy to see organization within our communities. Shout out New Era Detroit. But that's what we're doing here too at the Diamond, just in a different sense. This is a safe haven. The Diamonds Are Forever retreat, holistic retreat. And Diamonds Are Forever, you're going to see that we actually are doing clinical studies in herbal energetics. So it's really beautiful to see other people organizing as well, because the crash is coming. And it's evident, because you see they're saying they're going to buy your gold for cash. Why would they want to do that? Yeah, we need money now to pay for things, and then that's it. And then you got to go to work. But hold on to your gold and silver, because that's going to be the only real currency. Stock up on that. And that's the evidence of, that's what happened right before the crash of the Great Depression, the recession. They're buying up all the gold and silver. And we can't forget the Roosevelt order, executive order. They didn't misunderstood old news, but you guys can always check out Diamonds Are Forever and read the article from my Misunderstood magazine speaking on the economy, history of the American economy, what we kind of need to know to kind of just flick that light on, you know. We can't keep going back to the system and asking for help, because there's no way they're going to give you knowledge and information to empower yourself to be more than all of this that they have to offer. Diamonds Are Forever Holistic Retreat Resort is private, and it gives you time and surroundings and a space for you to get to know yourself and align yourself and prepare yourself. While you know who your enemy is and prepare yourself to confront your enemies or to prepare. Shout out Alma Mama, Dark Matter Womb, because she holds all life and the divine always wins. Always. In the end. Diamonds Are Forever, Diamond Dreams 13, is innovation and philanthropy, changing the world around you, connecting nations through commerce. So we're going to actually speak more on Diamond Talk later on, because right now it's early. There's not really a lot of people tuning in right now, because again, it's mainstream holiday season. People actually work today on Monday, and they're getting ready, all busy with buying things and stuff. But enjoy this time with your family. It's very important. Thirteen love, everyone. I'm going to be back later. Again, our goal for today is 500 on GoFundMe. Forever is for the diamond beings that hear the calling and they're ready to go home. High vibrational frequency and vibration maintenance is the environment we don't want to be a part of this system. it's funny because shout out Sophia Stewart, too. She's the original writer of The Matrix. Sister, queen. She follows me back on Instagram. And I got The Matrix 4, and she won her case federally against those big corporations that stole her script. But it's just, wrote Terminator 2 as well, and it's about like robots taking over. We see AI coming in to invading our privacy, invading our lives. And when the speech was made by Rockefeller about the New World Order, he said that we're going to want it. He's not going to force it upon us. We're going to want it. So, beloveds, I swear from the bottom of my heart, take heed, because this is real. This is a real one speaking to you right now. And those who know me, you know how long I've been going with this and how passionate I am. It's time for us to go home. Diamond Talk Radio, your host, L. DiamondsAreForever.ca. Our goal today is 500 for the holistic resort. And it's all about vibration maintenance. Happy winter solstice. We'll be back later with more information on all these topics. 13 love.
Inside mine, things look so bad.